100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Here we are for a hump day. Good morning, everyone.
How we doing?
Yo. Oh,
fantastic. How was trivia last night, Scott?
Smashed it. 50-odd people were there.
Woo!
Nice.
Yeah, really, really good. Tuesday, 7 o'clock, SJs.
There we
Lovely
go.
Time.
Did anybody take up the 3 points from UFM?
Not last night.
Okay.
What was going on?
I don't know.
They weren't listening.
What was going on?
50 people. Or maybe they're too embarrassed.
Yeah.
Maybe. One team said to me, "We heard you on the wireless." And I said, "Well, what did I say at 5 to 8? And they went... "We weren't listening," and I went, "Well, there you go."
No 3 points. Did you give them no 3 points?
Absolutely, they didn't need them.
They didn't need them already.
They ended up coming equal second, and then it was a tiebreaker, so they got third.
That's all right.
Oh. Yeah, so they walked away with something.
They could have got second, though.
They could have. They said they should have been listening.
Yeah.
It pays to keep New FM on at all times.
Well, quite literally. We know that. Now, Ari, busy one for you yesterday after the show, or chill?
I didn't rest.
Oh.
Yeah. I was in the newsroom here at New FM for like an hour talking to the girls, which is great.
Oh, that's
all our lovely journalists.
Very busy.
Sticking around for an extra hour off the clock.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to have a chat with the girls, see how everything is. Just casual chat. Yeah. I wasn't doing any work.
Oh, that's good.
Once we finished.
So you were
here.
Distracting them.
Yep.
No, I was stopping them from doing anything. Yeah.
Smart. Yeah. I like what you've done.
Yeah.
Bit of chaotic chaos.
You gotta.
And then after that, just an easy one at home?
No.
I
was running around after mum and dad, you know, went to the gym, cooked dinner.
Good.
So everything was busy yesterday, but that's okay.
That is okay.
Kicks me out of trouble.
Good dinner. What did you have?
As chef of the household. Calamari rings.
Oh, yes.
And
you
salad.
Crumb them yourself?
No. Oh. Costco.
Yeah,
right. They're ginormous.
Yeah,
I would
like
highly
a truck
recommend.
Tire. Yep. It's been sliced
pretty much
into smaller
filling.
Pieces.
What about you, Craver? What did you get up to?
So after here, did a bit of gardening actually. How's this? Ooh. You'll like this for snack news, Ari.
Oh, hit me.
I tried mushroom chips.
Oh, aren't they nice?
Unbelievable. They're like a whole dried mushroom.
Mm. Sound terrible.
No, but it's like a chip. It's it's actually incredible.
Sounds shiitake.
Oh. It's too early for a joke that bad, is all I'll say. Let's leave it there, shall we? But they are actually shiitake mushrooms.
Yeah, really? Okay.
Yeah. I think you would like them, actually, Scott.
I don't think I would.
Because it's vegetables disguised, well, it's not even vegetables, but as a treat.
Now, I'll be right.
You're already saying no.
Send me some Pringles.
Send Pringles.
He's not a fun guy. Get it.
That was even worse.
Yeah, it was. Let's get into the show, shall we?
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
All right, so I saw pictures yesterday that in Mayfield Aldi, they're putting the self-serve in.
Oh.
It was interesting. Now, apparently, the reason it's been put off for so long for the Mayfield one, this is the gossip on the Mayfield Gossip Facebook page.
Oh, here we go.
Is because of the high rate of theft. Now, as a proud Mayfield person...
Does it make you proud?
I'm a little unsure about that. Although I have personally witnessed theft in that store, so...
I've personally stolen that store.
Oh, have you?
No, words out of context.
Oh, right, out of context. I was
going to
say,
adding to the statistics.
No, so I'm not sure how I feel about that. I mean, there's some interesting characters that hang around there.
But you know what? Like, they put the self-serve check-ins at the Aldi at Cardiff as well a little while ago. There's theft in Cardiff too. I mean, like, there's theft everywhere. Yeah. You can't stop it.
I wouldn't have thought so, yeah.
Not in your part of the world, Ari. Surely not.
Of course
Cameron
there is.
Park.
Come on. Well, it's Cardiff, not Cameron Park.
Oh, right,
it's close
right.
enough, but yeah.
Close enough, but far enough away?
Yes.
Yeah, correct. Very good. Yeah. So, look, it'll be interesting to see if this is the case, what happens going forward, if there's a lot of, there's a few staff that I see there regularly.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask them for the lowdown.
One of the highest theft Woolworths in the state,
yes.
My mate works there.
Yeah.
And so when they put in, when they put self-check, he's got some stories. It's
unreal.
It's unbelievable what goes on. Anyway, they have a full-time security guard. standing in self-checkout. So they
just
pay,
ready to go at all times.
They pay an external company, whatever a security company is, to stand at the checkout to keep an eye at all times that the shop's
24
open.
24 hours a day.
Yep. Plus somebody as a self-checkout maintenance-like person, an employee of Woolies, to stand there and help when there's an unexpected item in the bagging area.
Yeah, which is a lot of brown onions go through that shop.
So you've got theft, plus the cost of the self-checkouts, plus the cost of the security guard and the employee. That still must be cheaper than hiring five people on a register.
I guess it
unbelievable,
must.
Isn't it?
It must be.
Yeah.
And those machines, you know they wouldn't be cheap.
No,
and
not
all the maintenance and all.
Well,
that.
That's again, here's my insider knowledge. Yeah. That's why they've done card only machines, because there is, I can't remember the huge figure, but a card only machine compared to a cash and card machine, there's the same technology, substantial difference, because you're not having Armour Guard have to come in and service them.
Oh, and I didn't even think of that.
And
as
because
well.
Of that, that's why they're like, you got four cash machines and 20 card machines, because they are like
so
hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars cheaper.
Wow, the more you learn, the more you learn. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see how this unfolds at the local, if you will.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
People like to do weird and wacky and wild things, right? Well, a video has emerged of someone trying to make a fireproof shield out of pineapple skin. A shield, but also a suit of pineapple skin.
Well, that's very, very unusual, I would say.
Unusual?
Yeah, I mean, when I've considered making a suit out of fruit skin, pineapple's not my first choice, because I always thought I'd catch on things when you'd sit down on a sofa or that sort of
you're
stuff.
You're more a banana man.
Well, yeah, smoother.
Oh,
right?
Of course.
Yeah, so you're not going to have that issue. It's not so scritchy, you know?
Scritchy? Spiky?
Yeah, well,
yeah?
That's it.
Okay.
You got to give someone a hug. Oh, what? That's so spiky. Why have you chosen pineapple for your suit today?
You prick.
Oh, that was a good one. Okay,
I didn't mind that.
Yeah, all out. Okay. So over on Instagram, this influencer, his name is Tyler Satari, has taken on the challenge to see if the outside of the fruit is actually resistant to fire to eventually make a shield. In the video, I'll just describe it. He cuts the skin off, squishes most of the remaining juice out of it, and then dries out the skin also using salt. He also staples the skin in a collage to a wooden shield lookalike type of thing. So he's cut all this out himself. He's very clever. So him and his assistant in the video then fire up their flamethrower, and the blue flame was then blasted at the invention.
Sounds like a normal Saturday.
It does, yeah. Keeps you busy.
My main question, and I don't know if you're also thinking this, Scott, is why?
No, my first thought was, how many pineapples did he have to buy? Oh, he's the guy in the maths equation. Jim buys 50 pineapples.
Yeah.
Why?
Finally, we find out why Jim buys 50 pineapples after all these years.
He bought 10, apparently.
10?
In the, yep,
oh, that seems
10
like a reasonable amount.
Use a skin of 7. Anyway, so it did char the pineapple, but it didn't burn through. The influencer actually claimed it wasn't even hot when the flamethrower was coming at him.
So you can't burn a pineapple?
Well, who knew?
You can, but it takes a lot.
Right, so it's quite, maybe NASA could take, you know, this information and use it, because they're always looking for different ways to make more lightweight heat shields.
Yeah.
That's what one thing that they need for the spacecraft re-entry. Perhaps pineapples would be a good option.
Well, it was quite interesting as well, because I watched a couple of his videos, especially when he was doing the suit.
Yes.
And what he discovered was, if you dry out the pineapple skin for too long, like a couple of days, it will definitely burn. But the trick is to only dry it out for a certain amount of time, and then it becomes more resistant.
You know what? They say this show isn't educational, but we really teach you some of the most useless information I've ever heard.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And every day of the year is something. It's always National Cloud Day or Strawberry Jam Day or something. Mm-hmm. And today's no different. We'll go into a little bit more detail with on this day just after 6 o'clock, but for now, it is World Calligraphy Day.
That's exciting.
Yeah, fun.
So World Calligraphy Day, calligraphy, if you don't know, is a straight definition of Wikipedia, a visual art related to writing. Basically, today is all about celebrating the written word.
Oh, stunning.
So not the typed word. So in a society where everything is typed and texted and fonts, which is more of the typography side of things, not the calligraphy side of things.
Get your art line out.
Yes. It's, again, The difference is there. Does the difference really matter in this instance? No. But there's a bit of context. One's about fonts, one's about handwriting.
Okay, good to know.
Today we're celebrating handwriting. And in order to do so, we have a prize up for grabs, two tickets to go and check out Sunset Boulevard at the Sydney Opera House. And all you got to do is cast a vote on our Instagram page, at the Novos _.
So we're going to pick someone at random.
Yes, so somebody who guesses correctly. What we've done, it is currently up there right now, with a couple of votes already starting to rush in.
Awesome.
Three different sentences written by each of us. Same sentence, you're waking up with the Novos on New FM.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got to pick whose handwriting is whose.
Oh, this is interesting, because we've all handwritten it, and it might not be who you expect.
So far, a number of wrong votes have come in.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so there is only one correct answer. You've got a 1 in 3 shot of getting it right, and from the people that guess correctly, we'll pick a winner. That'll be announced towards the end of the show.
Awesome.
It's going to be up until 9 o'clock. So you've got plenty of time still to cast your vote and pick up. Somebody's going to pick up two tickets to go check out Sunset Boulevard. Brand new musical, coming to the Opera House. Hasn't been in Australia since 1996, and you could go for free.
Okay, around the team.
My experience just quickly with these type of things, it's never who you expect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a tip. My handwriting is stunning.
Yeah.
It is absolutely stunning.
Well, one of us could be a doctor. In my eyes, looking at it, one of us could be a doctor.
Maybe it's Scott. That's a hint.
No, we're giving too much away.
Have a look on the Instagram. This is a bit of fun, you know, for your Wednesday morning.
At the Novos _ in the Instagram stories. Go and cast your vote. Get yourself in the draw, and we'll reveal everything by the end of the show.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And another piece of news that's come across the desk just yesterday, actually. It's quite interesting. It's definitely got my attention. So the New South Wales Premier, Chris Minns, says he wants to see alcohol banned in Parliament, but relax the laws around consuming alcohol in public, like in public spaces like the beach, in a park, things like that.
That's a weird change.
Yeah.
But why specifically Parliament?
Yeah. Are they boozing a lot in there and it's annoying him or something?
What's going on down there?
Yeah, good question. So this is at the state level, I'm guessing, is it?
Yeah, it's just the state level. I don't think he'll have any, you know, influence on the federal level. But, like, the thing is, he's saying that the most important part of this story is that he believes there are too many rules and regulations currently in place across Sydney when it comes to hospitality or even having fun. So he's like, have more fun, Sydney Siders. Let's drink in public spaces.
Yeah, you know what? I think there is a bit of a disconnect.
What do you
when
mean?
There's... Or some double standards with the rules.
Okay.
So, for example, no drinking on the beach.
Yeah.
For what reason? You know, why is that? Why is that not allowed?
Stop people from drowning, possibly, while they're getting drunk.
That's a big one.
No, yeah. But you need a sense of personal responsibility.
Mm.
You know, people drink and do all sorts of stupid stuff. Why can't you have a beer by the beach?
I think that again the. As much as I understand, and again, you'd love to go and have a couple of schooners down the beach. You would.
Yeah, of course.
But the responsibility then falls onto the lifeguards. You can't take personal responsibility. You have to take personal responsibility at some point. But imagine the toll on the lifeguard.
Look, I hear what you're saying, but I also think there's just too many rules around that sort of stuff. And
I agree.
Of them are like for no reason, in my view. But that's just my opinion. I don't know. I hear what he's saying and I quite like it. And why should they be drinking in Parliament?
They shouldn't be drinking.
Well, that's the question.
Well, see, like Chris Minns says, like famously, I don't drink and, you know, I'm not biased towards any of this type of thing. But apparently, like, that is so strange. Like, who knew that you could actually consume alcohol in Parliament House?
Oh, it's a workplace, I suppose. Friday Arvo drinks. You'd think so.
Yeah, but what other days?
Yeah,
you know?
Probably Monday Arvo drinks.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday Arvo drinks.
Well, a bit like us, like bringing in like margarita and cocktail shakers or like a beer or something like that at 8 o'clock in the morning and like drinking on the job.
Well, I used to work at a place where they were like every Thursday at 4:30 was drinks.
Fridge
unlocked. Yeah, every Thursday. And then Thursday was our chill day and then Friday was...
Back to work.
Was, well, Rallal's... What's the thing? Casual Fridays.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's fun. Long weekend every weekend by the sounds of it.
Hated it there.
It was a terrible work. That's why they had to have that there.
UFM.
Hey! We're going to want to remember.
The No-Those. On this day.
Looking back at history on this day for the 14th of August, let's kick things off with birthdays. Mila Kunis is 41 today.
Wow. She doesn't look it, does she?
No, not at all.
Still looks fantastic.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Looks great. Steve Martin, 79.
Oh, I love him.
Only Murders in the Building. Great show.
Yeah, it's quite funny.
I pick his face. How about
you can't
that?
Pick Steve Martin. He's no. the Pink Panther.
Oh, yeah. No, I just said, oh, yeah, but I'm still not sure.
Super really? Badly.
I'm doing a live Google here.
You don't know. This is disappointing.
Yeah, it is.
I'm looking at his face, right? I'm looking at his face.
Father of the Bride.
Don't recognise him at all.
Oh, my God. His name is whole cinema.
Yuri the Trainer Who Trains.
No. I'm looking.
Do not need funds.
I'm Googling. I'm scrolling
to Asia.
Every single picture of him, no idea who he is.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Oh, see, I get it.
There we go.
Go watch the Pink Panther. Treat yourself.
Okay.
Beyonce's in it. Well, he did it because Peter Sellers is
the
original.
Oh, I know who Beyonce is. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, good for you. Well, Peter Sellers was the original Jacques Clouseau, but now when Steve Martin took over in the role, absolutely killed it, knocked it out of the park. Very, cool. Very good. Go.
Come on, Creeper.
Oh, wow. We move along. James Buckley is turning 37 today. Now, James Buckley is Jay from The Inbetweeners. Oh, friend, football friend. Oh, love The Inbetweeners.
Yeah, great show.
Nigel Bogard, a former Newcastle Jet, now at Charlestown Azuri, is 38 today. And former New South Wales captain, the Blues captain, Paul Gallen, is 53 today.
Whoa.
Very good.
He's on the news now.
Yeah.
It's on this day in 1932 that Philips makes the 1 millionth radio. Now, I don't know whether it means that Philips has made 1 million radios or whether Philips just...
Must be, yeah.
Or Philips were just the one that went, yep, well, 999,000 were made by Company A.
And now we'll just start on the 1 million. Yeah. No, not a chance.
What a business strategy, though. Yeah. Just come in and get the money.
At 1 million. Yeah.
It's a lot of counting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again,
I'm pretty sure they did 1 million before.
Yeah, you think right. So? The thriving world that is radio. 1945 on this day, it is VJ Day. The Japanese surrender unconditionally to the US in World War II, so it's stop the fighting.
Yeah, wow. Well, a lot of people are celebrating that day.
Yeah. 2004 on this day, the Australian women's 4x100-meter relay team, freestyle relay team, Alice Mills, Libby Lenton, Patria Thomas, and Jodie Henry, they smashed the world record, got gold in Athens, 3:35. Now, for context, this Olympics with our Olympics team, 3:28. So in 20 years, 7 seconds have been shaved off the world record.
That's a lot, isn't
that
it?
That is a lot of time.
Maybe it was that shallow pool.
That was supposed to make them slower.
Oh, well, maybe it didn't. Maybe well, it was Uno reverse that day.
Well, the world record's obviously been broken between 2004 and 2024, but the fact that in 20 years, the fastest time 20 years ago is now 7 seconds slower, we are still evolving. Evolving as a human race.
How long until it's down to, 5 seconds?
Well, that's the thing.
A few hundred years...
Well, if you go another 7 seconds, okay, so in another 20 years, it'll be another 7 seconds off, 3:20. Yeah. So you keep working backwards
from
there.
That's what I mean. Yeah. And eventually it'll be 7 seconds.
You think so?
That's too much math. Come on.
I'm not thinking that smart early in the morning.
That's all right. That's all right.
2010.
We're all evolving.
We are. Staying with the Olympic theme, 2010, the Youth Olympic Games begin. And when I say begin, as in the first ever Youth Olympic Games, for 15 to 18-year-olds, event held by the International Olympic Committee. So they do a winter and a summer. The summer one kicked off for the very first time in 2010. Today is National World Calligraphy Day, as we've discussed already. It is National Tattoo Removal Day.
Ah.
So if you've got a bad one, get rid of it today. It is also World Lizard Day, and I'm petrified of lizards.
Yeah, your favourite thing. If anyone's got any pet lizards,
do skink. Not. Yeah.
Bring them in not. At any time and or put them on Scott's car, in and around Scott's car. His licence plate is...
I am on
only joking.
I am on the hunt for a free hat. If anyone wants to give me a free cord hat, I'll take that. And here you are asking people to bring in free lizards.
Well,
let me get a hat first.
Which one's more fun for me? The lizard thing, definitely.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
We move into the area of innovation right now, though.
Oh, yes.
So China looks to be testing out a brand new way to bring rain to dry areas in certain parts of the country. And it puts, honestly, using a hose in the garden to shame.
All right.
Are
so
you ready?
They're not just hosing down the field.
No, they're not using a sprinkler. Nothing like that. No irrigation. So deployed in the northwest region of China is a long-endurance, dual-use drone in a cloud seeding trial. This is the first time the practice is actually being carried out by an unmanned aerial vehicle in the region. So this is innovation.
Yeah,
hands
so
down.
Cloud seeding is when they send the plane up and shoot the stuff into the clouds.
Yeah.
And then make it rain, right?
Yeah, with these silver iodide crystals. Now, I had no idea cloud seeding was a thing. Never even heard of it until yesterday. And then, like, Kriv, I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I know all about this. Is this because
so
you grew up on a farm?
Mm. No, you can't do it, like, on a small scale.
Oh, you
it's
can't.
A government-level thing usually.
Sure.
But okay. It's so, like, I'm just fascinated by the ability to control the weather.
Literally.
I mean, that to me is astonishing. And of course, I would have read about it in the past. Well, control the weather. Let's find out about that, right?
Also puts a whole new meaning on, like, the term making it rain.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, quite literally.
I always make it rain.
So the cool thing about this drone is that it can carry as many as 24 silver iodide rods and 200 smoke grenades, which are the two types of rain-inducing agents. That's an impressive amount of materials just in this one drone.
Well, drones, you just think of, oh, they've got a little camera strapped to them. But nowadays, they're using them for all sorts of things.
Delivering my Uber Eats.
Well, yeah. Did somebody say menu log?
Pretty much. There you go.
Did somebody say silver iodide rods? Doesn't have the same ring to it, does
no,
it?
No, science Snoop Dogg up to it.
Yeah. Well, get an endorsement going.
Yeah, that'll be a bit of fun.
There you go. But yeah, well, at least they're kind of changing the way that they're using these types of drones because they're originally used for military use.
Yeah, well, that's a better use, making it, you know, controlling the weather when needed. I think we use it down in the snowfields a fair bit.
Yeah, cloud seeding happens in Australia.
So this might be a cheaper way of doing it, which is always good and better for the environment as well. You don't have to send a plane up every time you need it to rain.
There you go, China, send us some drones.
Yeah, please.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
A couple of weeks ago, Ari, you brought to us that you're in Costco and saw that they had Halloween decorations up already.
Oh, the terrifying kind of statues that they had. Oh.
It was the best part of 3 months till Halloween. Worse than that, Coles Mayfield has Christmas stuff out.
No, stop it. For goodness sake.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm putting too them early. Up in flames way too early.
Yeah.
Mince pies. Now, again, early enough to say you don't want to be that Grinch. If you want to celebrate and eat mince pies all year round, be my guest.
Yeah.
But a while stocks last sign on fruit mince pies that won't be used for another 4 to 5 months. Give me a break. Give me a break.
They're trying to make some money, aren't they?
I mean,
do they
at
sell
what
well?
Point, I don't know. As a supermarket expert, do mince pies sell well?
Debatable. For $4.50, I wouldn't. Not at all. Not at this time of year, at this time of the day. No way.
What price would you be comfortable at, supermarket expert Scott?
$2.
$2? When are you going to get them for $2?
Nowhere. That's the thing. But if I'm buying them 5 months early, I'm not paying through the nose for them.
Oh, you want like a special discount because you're like get.
Oh, they can get more expensive as you get closer to Christmas. Absolutely. Mm. But for now, $2.
Interesting
yeah,
read on the situation.
What a waste of prime real estate. Now,
what should be in there instead?
Literally anything. Now, profit margins on certain products have different profit margins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I
it makes
think
sense.
About that.
That you'd put something there that makes a high profit, and because it's a home brand product, there is a massive profit margin on anything that is home
fruit
branded.
Mince pies, yeah,
massive profit margin on it. At the same time, people would walk in there, like myself, and go, what are you doing? And walk past it.
Do you reckon,
like, there was no inclination for me to be like, you know what? Treat yourself. Treat yourself to a fruit mince pie 5 months early. No, thank you.
5 months early.
That's ridiculous.
It is pretty early. Have they started playing the carols yet?
No. Not that I heard.
Right.
Not that I heard, but give it a
be
week.
Be listening.
Give it a week.
Yeah.
If you hear Christmas carols at your local supermarket, get in touch with us. We'll put him up in flames.
Yeah.
Get in touch with us.
Yeah, definitely. Because, like you said, a bit early.
Just a bit early.
It's ridiculous.
I'm no Grinch, but come on.
Yeah.
That's a stretch, isn't it?
That's pretty funny. Mm-hmm.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
A story out from somebody who has discovered a very undercooked chicken burger from a Hungry Jack's store up in Brisbane. So it's the Hurston store, and this is what they're claiming anyway,
okay,
is that they bought this chicken burger and they went to split it with their partner. So they decided to cut it in half before eating it. This is after they got it home. So they've, like, unwrapped it. They've cut it in half with, like, a kitchen knife. And then, you know, oh, here's your half. As they've gone to hand the other half to the partner, they've realized the chicken patty is raw.
Mm.
And it looks like proper chicken, not processed as well. So it literally just looks like a raw chicken breast with a crumb coating on the outside.
No, thank you.
That's disgusting.
It's pink. It is jelly-like. It is absolutely terrifying.
How do you make that type of mistake, by the way? Wouldn't you notice if it's not hot? Mm.
So, people are theorising, of course, how this has happened.
All right.
Reddit being the centre point for all of this. somebody has said maybe it was a new staff member, didn't press the right button on the fryer.
Blame the intern.
So, it's beeped or something. It's beeped twice instead of three times. I don't know how these fryers work. And they went, oh, it's done, taking it out. But it's really saying start cook or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, this thing is so gross looking, honestly. You look at that and you go, raw chicken in between two breads? No thanks.
I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah,
okay. How often do you buy a burger from a fast food joint and then cut it?
Well, rarely.
Literally. Never? So what are the chances that this one time...
Mm.
It's so lucky,
and
right?
And it's red raw.
So, so lucky.
Yeah.
And this is why I wanted to move into the area of what have you found in your food? Because sometimes you're going to, you know, take a bite of something and you go, that's not supposed to be in there. That isn't food.
Yes.
I'd like to nominate, personally, a bag of, like, mixed salad greens.
Uh-oh.
Had a spider in it.
A spider?
Oh, no.
Vale the spider. Had passed away, though. Very sad.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have been fine if he was dancing around and I could have let him out. But when he's sitting in there rotting on my rocket.
On the pesticides.
I think that's a no from me.
Yeah, enough.
That went in the bin. That went in the bin. This is the sort of thing we're after.
One doesn't stand out to me that's happened to me personally, but a mate of mine bit into a bread roll from a bakery and found a blue Band-Aid.
Oh, that's gross.
Mm.
That is so gross.
Yeah, we're not naming and shaming here.
No, okay.
Not at all, but yes, a bit into it.
Well, that's the reason they use blue in kitchens.
Absolutely,
is
yeah.
So that you can spot it easily in food. Hasn't worked in this situation. Where's your Band-Aid gone?
Because
I don't know.
In the bread roll.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Oh, that's a wrong texture.
Yeah.
That is too chewy. I get that this is an artisanal sourdough, but this isn't supposed to be this chewy.
Whether it's something to do with bread, I had somebody, when I was working supermarkets, return a loaf of bread saying they found a thumbtack in it.
Oh, that seems really dangerous.
Again,
is it?
Did it, or are they just hoping for a story?
Well,
if you're biting into a bread roll and you find a Band-Aid, that's a whole other scenario. It's a different kettle of fish.
Yeah.
Sure.
But saying that, oh, yeah, there was a thumbtack, prove it. Well, here it is. Oh, I don't know.
No, I'm not sure about
not
that.
Not sure about that one.
Exactly.
Have you ever found anything in your food, Ari, before? Have you been lucky? Find free at this point.
I was devastated one day. I bought a packet of chocolate chip cookies. You know how you can get, like, the ones in the cylindrical kind of plastic containers? Yep.
Sure.
Chocolate chip was filled with raisins.
Hey.
Yep.
Oh, so it was packaged wrong.
Wrong cookies in the wrong thing.
Oh. But, like, when you're looking at the packet, you're just like, oh, no, that's fine. Like, it says chocolate chip. It kind of looks like chocolate chip.
So you haven't picked up the wrong packet?
Nope.
No,
they packaged it wrong.
That does happen along the way sometimes.
Mm. Also, who's eating raisin cookies? Who wants to eat that? Devastated.
Gross. Fair enough. All right, this is the sort of thing we're after here. 4967 4105. What have you found in your food? Maybe it was sort of a takeaway type situation. Maybe it was like pub food or something like that, or even packaged stuff as well. Sometimes you bite into it and you go, that wasn't meant to be there.
Yep.
Or maybe it was home cooking and something fell in.
No,
that
like
sort of hair. Stuff. Let's go to the phones.
Yeah, to Newcastle now with Mary. Good morning, Mary. What did you find in your food?
Good morning. I found a great big rusty nail.
What?
What was
yes,
it in?
It was in a fish.
Oh.
It was in a whole fish.
Oh, dear.
It was huge.
So do you reckon it's eaten it, or do you reckon it's been put in there?
Look, hard to say. Hard to say.
Yep. This is a weird situation, right?
It was. At first I thought it was like a rat's tail or something because it was just dark. It was like, oh, my God, what is this? And upon further investigation, it was a huge, big, rusty nail.
So I got to ask you, were you at a restaurant? Was it
at a restaurant, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's even worse.
What do you do in that situation?
Well, you call the waiter over and you say, excuse me.
I think there's a rusty nail in my fish.
Exactly.
Would you prefer it to be a rat's tail or a rusty nail?
They didn't charge me.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad. Yeah.
All's well that ends well.
Would you, without naming and shaming, would you go back there?
Yeah, I would actually.
There we go. Yeah,
it must be stunning food. You know, when you find your favourite restaurant, you just have to go, don't you? All right, in Maitland, Les, what's your story?
Yeah, good morning. On my way to work one morning, I thought I'd stop and get a pie and stopped at a bakery, grabbed the pie, took a bite, bang, like a lump of concrete or rock in there, broke me tooth off.
I took it right off.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my God. What do you do in that situation?
What the heck?
Yeah, went back in and seen them, and, yeah, they end up paying for the tooth to replace it.
Yeah, well, right, okay.
Okay, good that's people. Good. So you got to, hey, all's well that ends well. You got a shiny new tooth out of it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's, yeah. You know what? Another local winner here at UFM.
105.3. UFM. The Novos. Lowest.
Let's get into our game for our Wednesday morning. This is Lowest to Lux. This is what we're doing this week. How it works, we give you three items of any kind from anywhere. You have to listen for us from the cheapest to the most expensive. Of course, if you do that correctly, you're going to walk away with an amazing prize, Crevo.
Certainly. Today, a family pass to mini golf at Rippit Golf.
Yeah.
Oh, Rippit Meadow. Golf. Yeah, it's absolutely stunning there. They've renovated the whole situation. The building is now this beautiful, like, restaurant bar.
Mm.
They've got the sim bays in there.
Yep.
Plus, the mini golf itself is all brand new.
Mm.
So you're out there. It's sort of like a very modern course. It's very cool.
And it's not that easy, too. Like, it is challenging, so you'll definitely have a good time.
Definitely. And it's a family pass. Take the family along. Book your Christmas function now at Rippit Golf Broadmeadow or win a family pass now with us. All you got to do is put three things in order, from the cheapest to the most expensive.
Let's go to our contestant for this morning. Who have we got, guys?
It's Katrina in Windale. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, wonderful.
Really, really good. How's Windale this morning?
Oh, a bit drizzly this morning. Bit drizzly. Not much happened.
Oh, dear.
No locals about.
Oh, it's nice a bit quiet, is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You had a little sticky beak out the front on the front porch, have you?
Oh, I have. Yeah, there's not much happening.
Windows,
they're all
staying
dead.
Okay. Sometimes a quiet day is a good day. All right. Well, let's get into this. Ari is your quiz master for the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know how the game works. Let's go.
I do.
Excellent. All here right. We go, Katrina. Your first item on the list today is the Tefal brand essential non-stick six-piece cook set from Victoria's Basement. Your second item is the Rosebank Axis bike helmet from Big W. And the last one on the list, the 48-pack of Kirkland Signature 3-ply toilet paper from Costco. So, just a quick recap, the 6-piece cook set from Victoria's Basement. Then you've got the bike helmet from Big W, that's an adult size. And then the 48-pack of toilet paper from Costco. So, Katrina, which one do you think is the cheapest?
Well, I'm going to go with the toilet paper.
Okay.
I think it should be the cheapest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at that Victoria's cook set, is that like fry pans and stuff?
Yes,
yeah.
Indeed,
yeah,
it is.
Have you ever been to Victoria's Basement?
No, but I think I need to go for a trip there now.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, okay.
Marketing.
So, in the kitchen.
Yes, well, I'll go with the helmet next.
Okay.
Followed by the Victoria's Secret.
Victoria.
Victoria's face.
Yeah. I think Victoria's Secret's a bit of a different shot, Katrina.
Oh, okay.
It's not lingerie.
Yeah.
All right.
Get your fry pans and your knickers. Yeah. So, all in one shot.
Just
Victoria's Secret like basement.
Sounds like a shop I want to be at.
Yeah.
So just a quick recap there, Katrina. You wanted the 48-pack of the 3-ply toilet paper first. It's the cheapest.
Yep.
The bike helmet and then the 6-piece corset.
All right. Let's reveal what the prices are.
All right. The Kirkland toilet paper from Costco, 48-pack. That's a lot of rolls.
Mm.
$43 it's coming in at. Mm.
That's a lot.
Have you ever bought toilet paper from Costco, guys?
No.
It's elite.
No.
It want to be at that price.
Absolutely.
Very expensive.
4-ply or nothing.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Then the Access bike helmet from Big W. That's going to set you back $25.
Oh,
no. Sorry,
Katrina. You gave it a good shot. Thanks for coming on the show. Cheers for that, Katrina. Better luck next time, is all I'll say. Mm. Who knew?
Costco's famously cheap.
Yeah.
$43 for dunny rolls.
But it's the big one that you can barely carry.
It doesn't say, it's still like a dollar a roll. It seems very expensive.
Mm, true.
Not everything's cheap at Costco is what we've learnt there, I think.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
We moved to Spain for this next story, and they have got what they are calling themselves a tourism problem. Now, normally you'd think, oh, you want tourism. It's good for the economy, right?
Of course.
We spend a lot of time trying to attract people to Australia. For a context, we get about 7 million tourists a year, right, to Australia over the course of a year. Spain had 85 million tourists last year, right? And this is 20% more than the year before, and it keeps growing. So they're pushing towards possibly 100 million tourists in the next couple of years.
Well, Spain went through that issue recently of over-tourism where they were firing water pistols at people in the street.
That was a big thing,
in
right?
Barcelona saying, get out.
They're protesting Airbnbs as well. And there's all sorts of, I guess, the locals are a little bit unhappy. It's just too much for them.
Yeah.
That's the sort of general consensus. Now it moves into there's a big thing in Europe of going out and lounging in the sun, because most of the year, in a lot of places, especially England, it's pretty glum.
Mm.
The weather's awful. Mm. I don't understand why you'd live there, which is why they go to Spain, I think, to get away from all of the rain, right?
Basically. Find out what vitamin D is.
Exactly. Well, I'm a big fan of vitamin D.
Of course you are.
Tell you, that's probably my favourite vitamin. Now, they head out there and they'll get up at like 6 o'clock in the morning, and they throw their beach towel on the sun loungers and they're like, that's mine. And they go back to bed and come back at like 10 o'clock.
That's ridiculous.
It's upset a lot of people. In fact, at some resorts, and some footage came out yesterday of people, like security guards, ripping up all the towels and putting them in like in a big pile and just going, no one owns these chairs. Go and find your towel if you're lucky.
Yeah.
I think they've done the right thing there.
It's teach obviously a bit upset, right?
Yeah, but
It's now moved to the beaches, okay? So the police have got involved.
What?
The police are pulling up at beaches with, like, big utes and picking up. People are putting out, like, umbrellas, sun chairs, towels, all sorts of things, and just covering the beach. By 8 o'clock in the morning, the beach is full and there's no people there.
Yeah, nah.
So it's a big problem. They're just going around ripping them all up, and if you want to get yours back, you have to pay the equivalent of $406.
You just buy a new towel. You buy 10 new towels.
Yeah.
That's it. You're not getting your stuff back, are you?
No.
They're just chucking it in the bin.
What a waste of resources, as in throwing towels out. What a waste of monetary resources to put the police on the beach.
Well, it must be such a bad problem there that the beach is full and nobody's there and no one's getting a fair crack at it.
I'm just
so thankful we've got so many beaches around here.
Yeah, of course.
And relatively, we don't have that many tourists, so you can find a spot anytime you want.
Walk to the next beach if need be.
Yeah, or down the road.
Yeah, exactly. Or another 5 metres down, you get your own spot of sand.
Yep.
Spain's in all sorts of trouble when it comes to this, I guess. They're really going through it. I mean, a lot of tourism money, but to not be able to find a spot on the beach isn't worth it.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather with Kid.
Good morning, and my name is Larissa McCallum. I'm 11 years old in Year 6 at Jules Primary School, and I'm today's Weather with Kid. Today's weather forecast is cloudy with a high chance of showers with tops of 18 degrees. Right now in Fern Bay, it's 17 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, superb work. Good job. You've done yourself proud. Now, before we let you go, is there anyone you're wanting to shout out this morning?
Yeah, can I please give a big shout out to my grandparents who are listening to this now, my friends Annie and Maggie, and my class, the Platypus class, please.
Oh, Platypus class represent. Fantastic stuff. Now, not only have you done that, but you've also won yourself a prize.
Absolutely, Larissa. You scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland, where you can jump, climb, party, and play. Yes. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now at Charlestown and Green Hills. Kidsworldplay.com.au is where you can go to find out more information. And if you want to be our next Weather Whiz Kid and read the weather on air for us next week, get on it now at newfm.com.au. Thanks so much, Larissa.
You did a great job.
Wonderful.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
And who doesn't love a day off?
Oh, stunning.
Any chance you can get a day off, you take it.
Definitely.
You'd be silly not to. ABC's talked about a story. If a child is tired, is it okay to let them stay home from school? Straight down the line, thoughts around the team.
Look, okay, I'm imagining my daughter Esme. She's 3 months old, probably off to school next year, I'm guessing.
Overachiever.
Yeah, if she's I'm really tired, Dad. Yeah, you have the day off. What are you learning at school anyway? Have the day off.
You just let her take the day off?
Yeah.
Straight down the line.
Okay. But really tired, if you're really tired, what are you going to learn anyway?
Like, do you know what? It's actually not a bad argument.
You're going to go in there, you'll be exhausted, you'll be, you know, cranky, but go to bed. Get your rest and move on. Tomorrow's a new day. Go to school then.
Now, circumstances are obviously individual. Like, if you're coming off the back of a flight or you've been away or for whatever reason, for want of a better word, let's say jet lag. If you're jet lagged, yeah, okay, have the day off. But if you're just waking up in the morning, the kid's going, "Mom, Dad, I don't want to go to school today because I'm tired." It doesn't pass the pub test to me, I think.
So you're saying no?
I was like, send him to school.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I'd say send him to school. Obviously, again, circumstances regarding mental health and their well-being. Let's put those aside.
Yeah, yes, I'm not talking about that.
Purely because
they're tired.
They haven't had a good night's sleep. Do you send him to school, Ari?
I reckon you absolutely should go to school. It's like, I never had a day off when I was tired. You just pick yourself up, have a Gatorade, you're all good to go. Give them some red frogs for the day. Be like, come on, darling, off you go.
Oh, pump them up with sugar. That'll fix it.
The teachers will love you.
Yeah, or give them a big bowl of pasta as well to take to school. All done.
My first thought is have a cup of concrete. Harden up. That's my first thought.
Oh, you are so tough, Scott. You're so tough. Now, yeah, like imagining it going, if we rewind back to when you were in school.
Last year,
as you're 19 now. What did you get days off for? What could you, snake it for?
The athletics carnival.
Yes! That's a good one.
Well, I was a swimmer, not a track and field star.
Oh, is that the case, is it?
So went to the swimming.
Yeah.
And Mum was like, athletics carnival was a waste of time, don't bother.
Really?
And I was like,
you take it.
I took it, except if I had to go. Like, if it was a part of the...
Now, this feels like a double standard. Because on the one hand, you're all about days off. And on the other hand, you're saying, toughen up, kiddo.
Yeah. You take a day off whenever you can as an adult. And you make your own decisions. Like, I've done my learning.
I've done my time.
You're done for life.
I've done it, yeah. I've done my years or whatever Sirius Black says in Azkaban. Like, I have 12 years of it in Azkaban. That was me in school.
Right, that was enough for you.
And if I have to do it, so do the kiddos.
All right. Well, this is, I guess, the debate. And, 4967-4105. Is it all right for a kid to have a day off when they're too tired? I reckon that's only fair. I think it's fine. If I could have days off from here for being too tired, I'd take them.
No, they must suffer.
So, why is your mentality different between you and your daughter?
Well, no, I would say I would take them off if I could.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so 4967-4105. Is it okay to let the kids have a day off school just because they're tired? It's obviously like a growing thing. Like to be in the news, this must be happening. Now, just for getting involved in the conversation, we've got $60 to spend at the Delaney Hotel, Derby Street, Newcastle, which is such a good venue. Mm. Food's great. Cocktails are great.
Staff is good.
Yeah, everything is great there. If you want to win this, all you got to do is have your say. 4967-4105.
Here's one for you. If your kid's in the car on the way to school now, try it.
Yeah, ask
him. Yeah, if you're a kid.
Ask your parents.
Oh, I'm a bit tired today.
Let us know what they say.
And it's gloomy out there as well. Great weather to be in bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm tired. The weather's tired. Everyone's tired.
I want a day off. Crevo said it's okay, and I do say it's okay, and I'm a doctor. We established this earlier. In Charlestown, Robbie, what are your thoughts?
You can ask someone yourself that gets told this all the time. Seb, what happens when you wake up tired and you don't want to go to school? What does Nanny say?
You say, suck it up, princess, you're going to school.
Hey! Maybe those are the words we should go with, hey?
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
I discovered something new that technically wasn't new, I just never realised before. So okay. Over the weekend, went to McDonald's just for a nice coffee.
Oh yes, I've heard of McDonald's.
On that note, who calls it McDonald's?
Sorry.
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Old McDonald's had a farm and a restaurant.
Yeah, anyway, doesn't matter. But I went to Mickey D's, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
For a coffee.
Yep.
And then my partner, Will, was like, oh, what coffee do you feel like? I'll go and order it for you. Okay, great.
Lottie's a charmer, isn't he?
He is. Yeah. I said, oh, just a latte. And he goes, do you want your chai latte? And I said, no, don't be silly. We have to go to like a proper like big cafe to get a chai latte. And he goes, no, you don't. They sell chai lattes here. I'm like, no. Apparently, you can get a chai latte from Macca's. I didn't know you get chai.
I wouldn't have picked that.
Why wouldn't you? It's a cafe. McCafe.
I don't know.
The cafe, they sell chai.
I wouldn't have thought to get a chai latte there.
No. Like,
really?
Fair,
yeah.
I thought it was reserved for those, like, kind of fancier cafes, you know, the standalone ones.
Well, apparently not.
Yeah?
I have it at McDonald's. Which is good time.
Mac Cafe.
At the Mac Cafe.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
There you go.
Return of the Mac.
Return.
Seriously,
though. McDonald's.
What is on your back? It is a Mac Pack.
I was trying to think, does it go for any other fast food restaurants? KFC. No, it still works.
Nope.
It's only McDonald's. Oh, my God.
New FM. The Novos.
And who would have thought 20 seasons of Gogglebox? I mean, this blew my mind. It all kicks off today at 7:30 on Foxtel and 8:30 tomorrow night on 10 and 10 Play. And joining us to talk all things Gogglebox, it's Adam and Simon. G'day, gents.
Welcome.
Hello. Hey, gang. Morning, everybody.
Boys, it's a big milestone, 20 seasons of Gogglebox. Absolutely huge. For those that haven't heard of the show or seen the show,
Where have you been?
But can you just describe what Gogglebox actually is to us?
Well, it's the worst idea you've ever heard of for a TV show. It's people watching people watch TV. But it has been around now for an entire decade, which we can comfortably say it's our longest job. So we're actually on a bit of a press tour trying to advocate for a bit of long service leave if Channel 10 want to give us some long service leave.
Well, I think you deserve it at this point because obviously you're getting, like, pre-recordings of the shows. Are you watching those shows at night as well or is it just strong curtains?
Blackout blinds these days don't work. I'm trying to get to blackout blinds that block out light. So we have to do it all at night time. So it's always, you know, you go to work throughout the day, come home, nestle up on the couch with your friend, definitely not your wife or your partner or your child.
Yeah.
We prioritised each other over those other family members to watch the TV at night time. Yeah, you're exhausted from the day and you're ready to yell at your tally. That's what we need.
Nice, good vibes.
What a treat. Is your living room, like, filled with, like, a full camera crew? And do you get treats and stuff provided for you? What's the go?
Very disappointingly, it's just us in the lounge room. So there's just a camera set up and then we literally just walk in, flick a switch, and then sit down and settle in. I'd love to say we've got these, like, beautiful riders, like, we only want the blue M&M's. Sign request, like, to a Coke that's been opened 2 hours ago, so it's at the perfect bubbly level, but unfortunately we have to do all that ourselves. It's just us in the lounge room. We did figure out early on, though, we were like, oh, let's sit down. You know, we're with each other. Let's have a beer and you know, relax. But we'd have that one beer, and then you just get the one beer sleeps.
Oh,
so then
it's yeah,
just
okay.
Not talking to each other, ready to nod off.
Mm. Yeah, that doesn't work. No.
We did get a note from the bosses saying, guys, we probably need you to be awake.
Yeah. Well, you obviously spend a lot of time together. Now, Simon, as I understand it, you guys met at university as students on a pub crawl. You used to live together, but now you don't live together. Mm. Where are you watching the show?
So now we were just at Adam's house.
Yeah,
I've
okay,
just
cool.
Become that friend that we've all had when we were teenagers, who would just be at the house. You know, mm-hmm. He'd come out, figured out how to get the key. Turns up, you get home from school, and I'm there.
He's already there.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you know, Rach, Adam's partner's like, Sam,
leave the bedroom, on? Please.
All right, and guys, of course, you've been nominated for this year's Best Structured Reality Program at the Logies. And the show has obviously taken out quite a few awards over the many seasons and over the years. Can you give us some insider knowledge, a bit of what the Logies actually like, maybe the parties as well?
We did crash them 1 year, and I was single at the time. I had a big crush on Mel McLaughlin, the
fourth presenter.
And I was speaking to her, and Simon and I had literally eaten a burrito during watching the Logies. We'd won it and thought, oh, we've got to go down and crash the party at Crown.
Yeah.
And then while we were there, that burrito actually gave me food poisoning, and so I was talking to Mel McLaughlin, and I was literally throwing up in my own mouth at the time.
Charming way.
You know, glamour. It's all about glamour, gang. That's the truth. Yeah, glamour.
And that's how you engaged to Mel McLaughlin.
Yeah. That's how I met your mother.
No, oh, yeah, good.
Very good.
You obviously watch a lot of telly. What are your favourite shows?
Mate, I don't know if you've heard, they just had this big sporting event, the Olympics was just on.
Was it?
Yeah, serious.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Always sport, anything sport related. So sports docos or, you know, weekend footy's always really good.
Do you know what I reckon? Yeah. Maybe, just maybe, making an appearance will be Ray Gunn on this season of Gogglebox.
Oh, right. Oh,
I reckon you'll be sitting there passing some commentary about what is going on with Australian breakdancing.
What do you mean, for a couple of blokes that can only two-step, she's probably beating us already.
Well, she's been more Olympics than all of us. So yeah.
Who's the real winner, to be honest?
But you know what? This year, I'm all about the block. I'm reinvesting 20 seasons, us two, bit of like longevity support. I'm going with the block.
All right, there we go. 20 seasons is unreal. Congratulations on that. And can't wait to watch you guys on the telly tonight.
Gogglebox Australia, season number 20. It premieres tonight at 7:30 on Foxtel and at 8:30 tomorrow night, August 15, on 10 and 10 Play.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Something coming to the Newcastle Museum this weekend, straight up, straight down the line. It's called the HMRI. Poo Palace.
Ew.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so for the 2024 Hunter Science Festival at the Newcastle Museum, you can learn about the digestive system, and the quote is, you can be like a human poo.
And yeah, because that's what you want to aspire to be. Well, yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Weird,
so you get to participate in live experiments. You can make your own Play-Doh poo, learn firsthand from gut research how the food moves through the human body. And from what I can gather about the Poo Palace is that you get to go through like an obstacle course to show how food goes from your stomach goes from your mouth to your rear end.
That is, I mean, imagine being the person at the, you know, museum committee having to pitch this. Mm. This is what I want to do. Done.
I'm probably oversimplifying it. Basically, that's what you're doing. But if that's the way that you learn, that's the way that you learn. Like, that's still a cool thing to learn.
I guess.
Unusual ways you've learned something.
Oh, this is a bit of fun. Ari, have you got any that come to mind? You learn a life lesson in a weird way.
I've got one that's embarrassing and it's a bit gross.
Okay.
Okay, so when I was younger, I didn't understand that, like, dark meat on a chicken wasn't raw meat. So, like, you know how you get a cooked chook, for example? Like, you have your breast meat and, your wings and whatever. Well, I thought the darker meat of the chook wasn't actually cooked through properly. I thought this for a long time. So then I was trying to describe that to my brother one day. We came home from school. Mum and Dad weren't home. So he's just like, I'll prove it to you that it's not raw chicken. So we had a cooked chook, and then we also had some raw fillets in the fridge. Got them both out, and I tried both of them, because he's like, you need to compare them if you don't believe me.
Salmonella incoming.
Yeah.
He's got you to eat raw chicken.
Yeah.
That just sounds like a way to make you eat raw chicken.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't realise that it was too, like, it wasn't
this is the only way to do science.
Well, the only lesson there is don't trust your brother.
That's the lesson I've learned.
That's the lesson. Crevo, what do you learn a weird way?
Okay, so when I was a kid, probably 5 years old, maybe younger, growing up on the farm, to get to my parents' property, you have to go through the neighbour's gate, right? Yeah. So the neighbour's gate is there, and they had a couple of bulls in the field, so they hooked up electric fence to the gate, right? But if you hold the gate right near the end, right where the handle, like where the end is, you're not going to get electrocuted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, night time, we're coming home. Right, your turn to go do the gate. So I jump out of the car, and I carried with me a torch because I didn't want to, you know, I guess trip over or whatever. And it was one of those, do you remember, maybe you don't, early 2000s, the mag lights were a big trend. They were a big metal torch, big long metal torch, American sort of thing that became popular here. I had one of those in my hand. Mm-hmm. And as I swung it round, I hit onto the electric part of the gate.
Oh.
And that is how I learned metal conducts electricity.
Oh. Yeah, okay. All right.
Throw them to the ground. Get back in the car, mate. That's how you learn.
Oh, my God.
And stop putting pens and, you know, all sorts of things into electric sockets. Yeah. It all conducts electricity.
Don't mess around with electricity.
Yep. Lesson learned. Weird way.
Two lessons I learned are, well, obviously, or school. You learn things during school, that I can think of, two different subjects. One was our scripture class when that used to be compulsory and learning about religion. Our teacher said the best way to learn about religion is just to watch The Simpsons. And there's a lot of religious meaning in The Simpsons. And
that's
so,
how you convince your parents to let you watch The Simpsons.
Well, exactly right. So you'd sit there and watch a 20-minute episode, then you'd go, right, now tell me about it.
Yeah.
And that was it. What? That was the lesson. And you'd have to dissect the religious meaning from what The Simpsons family are saying.
But was it accurate?
Again,
but interesting.
But again, it's all like subjective,
layers,
isn't it?
And stuff like that.
Yeah, so you're saying that, you're putting it that, the writers meant this. Did they mean that, or were they just having a crack?
Yeah.
But again, he's drawing religious affiliation. We had a society and culture teacher where you learn about life in general. His way of teaching us about society and culture was to play music. And so we played and listened to a Kiss soundtrack or a Beatles song, and he goes, this is contemporary learning.
Wow.
Now, another one for me in terms of the athletic world, I learned to never do your own home athletics. And I set up a high jump, and I jumped just as a kid, as a high jumper, rope between two beams, and I jumped off my veranda to go over it, foot got caught straight down and broke my wrist. That was time number one. And the second time, again, with a makeshift high jump, I jumped, missed the bar, hit my head on the post, and I almost gave myself a concussion.
How did you not learn that the first time?
Well, we moved location. One was off the veranda, one was in the backyard. I think
the only lesson we've learnt here is it takes Scott a few times to learn stuff. That's the real one.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Now, Married at First Sight will return next season for 2025, but the filming of the show is in all sorts, apparently. There are some rumours going around. So there's an article on Yahoo at the moment saying that following production delays, a casting crisis, the accidental pairing of two exes, and some boring cast members, they've decided to recast some of the men.
Oh, all of this sounds standard fare for maths.
What do you mean?
All of those things sound like the normal plot lines for maths. Pairing of two exes, someone boring only see in the last few episodes.
Sorry, as if they're saying it's an accidental pairing of two exes. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's on purpose.
Yeah.
I reckon it is too. But, you know, that's all speculation. But they're only 3 weeks into production, apparently. The participants have filmed their weddings, the honeymoons, and, of course, the first dinner party, which everyone loves. But, yeah, it should be interesting. I think they're trying to cast another two or three of the guys.
Right. Mm. So they've gotten some guys obviously gone, this is absolutely ridiculous and exactly what I signed up for.
Yeah.
Why have you kicked me off?
The
whole
thing.
There
you go.
Would you say it's your absolute favourite show?
That and Gogglebox.
Yeah, right.
100%.
Okay.
Simon and Adam we just had on. Yeah, love Gogglebox, but your maths is a very close second.
Okay, very good. All right, well, I'm sure you'll keep us up to date as that whole thing unfolds.
100%.
New FM. The Novos.
Rose.
You just heard it in your live and local newsroom there. Feedback being sought to name a Hunter River channel. Now, this has been sort of like penciled in, for lack of other words, for a long time, but it's not actually been officially named. Now, its Steelworks Channel has been colloquially known as for a long time, noted on maps, but it's not the official name. Now, this, who knew there was like a full department in charge of this?
No.
The Geographical Names Board is in charge of all names in terms of geographical features, that sort of stuff, and they're saying, we want to officially lock this down, but asking for the public's feedback, which to me, even though they're saying we don't want new names, to me that's a door wide open to new names.
Absolutely.
Basically, it's the channel that's just above the Mayfield like industrial area, the steel, what was part of the old steelworks, I think. And that's it's sitting there. It's quite a big channel. It's massive. The big ships can go in there for loading, that sort of stuff.
Oh, geez. All right.
Yeah. So to not have a proper name, it feels like a bit, you know, we need to rename it, basically.
Neglected a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, so I thought, let's go around the team and come up with some new names, and maybe we could pressure the Geographical Names Board, because they sound a bit weak and nerdy. Maybe we can pressure them into choosing a better name.
Yeah, why not?
Ari, let's kick it off. What do you got?
Okay, well, the colloquial name that you did mention earlier, like the Steelworks Channel or whatever.
Sure.
I thought we could take a bit of inspiration from Man of Steel.
Oh, yes.
And call it like the Clark Kent River or something.
Oh, that's a bit of fun. I like that.
Yeah. Or just, you know, a bit of a pay homage to our mayor, Nelms Run.
Nelms Run.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Yeah, that's pretty good as well.
Okay.
All right.
I'm thinking we are a NRL and football town through and through, so I've got three names.
Sure.
How about the And River Johns?
Oh, that's pretty good.
And River Johns?
And River Johns is a Van Drew Johns.
Oh, I get it.
Glad it took Ari a while.
Yeah.
Or the Kalen Ponda.
Oh.
Kalen Ponda.
Oh, that's good.
That's pretty good as well.
And finally, music scene, massive in Newcastle with the with the Streaming Jets.
Oh, that's pretty good as well. I like all of those, actually.
Yeah.
We could have a whole list up for nominations.
It's quite punny.
Yeah. Now, it is a smaller, weaker part of the Hunter River. So I was thinking, and as a tribute as well to the steel side of things, the Achilles Steel River.
Oh, that's good. Oh.
There's a possibility. Now, also, geographically, if you look at it, it's sort of on the north part of Mayfield. I was thinking, this is quite catchy, Mayfield's Watery Hat. Just sitting on top of Mayfield right there. It's like a little hat, sort of hat-shaped as well. Also, I was looking on the map. I was like, what can we, you know, use here? Now, what I noticed is what points directly at the river, the big street that goes from, like, through Mayfield, Woodstock Street, right? That's pointing at there. Now, Woodstock, also one of the favourite beverages in Mayfield. So I thought we could call the river N'Cola. So that it's so when you look at the map, it's Woodstock and cola, also a favourite drink around Mayfield. I've seen heaps of people drinking it right out the front of like the Woolies and stuff. That's perfect.
That's the way to go.
You reckon we'll choose that
I reckon and cola is the way to go.
Yeah,
done,
go.
Sold.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
We're pretty much done for today.
Let's go.
But we do have some good prizes to announce at this point. Let's start with our voucher for the Delaney Hotel.
Yeah, $60 to the Delaney in Derby Street in Newcastle. Of course, is going to go to Mary in Newcastle. She told us an unbelievable story earlier this morning about what she found in her food at a restaurant. It involved a whole fish. It was a bit gross. We can catch up on all those stories on our podcast at The Novos on Spotify.
That's it.
Today's also World Calligraphy Day, so we've been running a poll on our Instagram page at @TheNovos_. If you haven't already, give us a follow.
Sure.
World Calligraphy Day is all about showing and appreciating the value and art of handwriting. So we each wrote the same sentence.
Yep.
You're waking up with the Novos on New FM in each of our individual handwritings, and you had to pick whose is whose.
Now, mine's the most beautiful. That's all you need to know.
This is debatable. We've had a lot of votes. And whoever gets it right, of the people that get it right, we're picking a winner. So the order, it was 1, 2, 3 down the list. It went Ari, Crevo, then Scott. So Ari was number one, Crevo was number two, Scott was number three. Only 26% of voters got it right.
Really?
The big one is that Crevo, they think Ari's handwriting best suits Crevo, Crevo's handwriting best suits me, yep, and my handwriting best suits Ari, with 58% of votes voting in that order.
So interesting.
You know what's interesting about this is the fact that Scott's handwriting was the neatest.
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on a second. Mine's absolutely stunning. That's all you need to know.
Crevo's was absolute rubbish.
What? That's enough from you.
And the fact that most people thought that my handwriting would be rubbish, I don't know whether to be offended. A big congratulations to Tiff in Newcastle. You guessed correctly. Two tickets to go check out Sunset Boulevard at the Opera House coming your way.
Oh, how good's that? And what a way to wrap up the show. Happy Wednesday, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Day up.
Catch up.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.